If you talk to the grooms, you will hear the story. They are really, they need this job so desperately. Okay, but we brought the elephants over and the stables were made, so we had them all. And then after they've settled down, we started to walk 4 o'clock in the morning from the cheetah center with Jabulani a little bit and then rest a little bit because he was still small. He was my, about 5 6, ooh, long as that, 5 feet high. So we were walking and then let him swim a little bit and eat a little bit and then walk again. And then about 8 o'clock, we arrived with the rest of the elephants. So the rest of the elephants were with a handler on top of him and on the ground. Now, Jabulani, till now, he's afraid of elephants. If he see an elephant, he want to run away. So when he saw the elephants approaching, I was on the one side, Flippy on the other side, and one guy at the back to keep him of not running away. So then the elephants came one by one saying hello, but the one cow, Tokwe, she's got two babies in the meantime. It happened by accident, but she had two babies, and before she had babies, now just the beginning, she came to Jabulani, and she's got a mother instinct
She's the mother of
instinct,
the herd, isn't
and
she?
she put her trunk over his head and in his mouth. By that, I adopted you as my baby. I was in tears. I was absolutely. Then I knew Jabulani is okay.